Hopefully you're doing well with reading the Bible lately. I know many of us have been joining us with the Bible recap, and this is what this is here, that when we finish a book of the Bible, we drop another leaf in there. And so we're seeing lots of leaves so far, and we know people are reading. But I just wanted to encourage you in that, to continue reading your Bible, because I heard a stat this week, and I'm a baseball guy, love stats. So this one, it really hit hard. It's from the Center of Bible Engagement. And they said that, what they want to do is they want to study and find out what effect the Bible has on you when you read it. And what they found is if you read your Bible once a week, 1 in 7 days, it has little to no effect in your life. You're like, wait, what? That doesn't sound good. Let's go on. If you read 2 days a week, 2 out of 7, it gets a little bit better, but not much. Hardly any effect on your life. You're like, you said it's going to get better. Hold on. 3 days, 3 out of 7. If you read your Bible 3 out of 7 days a week, it goes up to about 1% effect on your life. That's it. Now, 4 days. If you get to 4 days or more, what they found out is that the Bible has an incredible effect if you're reading it on a regular basis for at least 4 out of 7 days. It found out that loneliness drops by 30%, that your anger issues drop by 32%, bitterness in relationships drop by 40%, feeling spiritually stagnant dropped 60%. Viewing pornography dropped 60%. Sharing your faith increased 20%. And then a commitment to developing and discipling other believers jumped by 200%. And so it shows us that we really, really need to be into our Bibles and reading them on a regular basis, at least 4 times a week, and the effects that it has on our life. So I want to just encourage you just to get into it. Pick up wherever you left off. If you were doing the Bible recap, if you're doing something else, that's awesome too. Just be in your Bible, because it does have an effect if we're reading it on a regular basis. So that's it. That's my spiel on reading the Bible today. And because I think it's so important. And you can see that in the stats. But now, this morning, I want to invite Christian and Rebecca Brown up here. And they're going to share about missions. And some of you may know Rebecca, right? maybe some of you don't, but I'll let them share a little bit about what they're doing and where God's sending them.
Thank you so much, Pastor Joel, for letting us come here. Thank you, Chico, first, for welcoming us. I'm Rebecca, formerly Rebecca Williams. So Pastor Scott and Colleen, the previous pastors here, are my parents. And this church was crucial in supporting me when I first went on the mission field to the Czech Republic in 2017. And I came back March 2020 because of, you know, the great thing we all loved. So came back, and then I was here I've been here in the States for the past 5 years. In that time, I've met my husband. We got married, and we now have felt this call to both go to the mission field. So we're just excited to share a little bit about that. So I'm going to let Christian.
Thank you. We like to announce this, so it was both of us going, and but we found out a couple months ago my wife is expecting, so we're going to add one more. So, thank you. So, yeah, we're missionary associates with the Assemblies of God World Missions, and going to the country of Czechia. Now, I know some people are like, is that the same as Czechoslovakia? Is that the same as, they're good. You already got it up there. So you're all right. It's all the same, and they just keep changing their name. And it's right there, smack dab in the middle of Europe, and it's con the nickname the Heart of Europe. And that's why we feel like it's really crucial for us to be there and really reach out to the people around there. Because believe it or not, Czechia is the third most atheist country in the world. And you know, people think it's like really Christianity there, but it's really not. You go to all these churches and they're empty. They're not worshiping God. They're more like art pieces. So it's a really sad thing to see. And it reminded me of a of Mark 8:35. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me, for the gospel, will save it. So, yeah.
Yeah, so in the Czechia, that's their most recent name in the past, like, 6 years, formerly Czech Republic, formerly Czechoslovakia. This is a country that, you know, people go to and they see these amazing architecture and they see all this historical things. And it's really exciting to go there and see all of that. But the reality is that there's so many lost people there. There's actually less than 1% of the people in the country that have access to the gospel. That means just only 1% of people are able to actually have a relationship with God or be in contact with somebody who has a relationship with God that can share that truth with them. So, like, that's my next slide. It's just like, where is the gospel needed? You know, sometimes when we like talk about going to Europe, people are like, well, that's a really fancy place to go be a missionary. It must be nice to go there. The reality is there's people that still need to hear the gospel there. Just like people need to hear the gospel in Chico. Just like people need to hear the gospel in Iran. Just like people need to hear the gospel in Africa. The gospel is needed in every single place. There's not one place that's in a higher need than another because there's lost people everywhere. We have this picture of like beans to represent just how few percentage of people have access to the gospel in the Czech Republic. This country, because of communism and then because of different leadership, there has been this idea of just kind of silencing religion, which is why a lot of cathedrals and churches that are so beautiful are just these historical pieces and no longer used for gatherings for church. Maybe for like a nice concert at Christmas, you'll see an event there, or sometimes they'll do an opera in these cathedrals. But for a church service, the gospel is not being shared there. In fact, there's because the generations and generations have been told that this is all kind of fake, Jesus is fake, this is all just like a fantasy story, children in the Czech Republic are actually raised to write their Christmas wish list to baby Jesus. And like a decoration there is baby Jesus like comes and delivers your presents. So Jesus has become this fictional character, not real. They, you know, even at Christmas time, they have little, throughout the country, there's like demons and angels, people dressed as these, and they'll go around and say like, oh, have you been naughty? Have you been nice this year? Are you getting a present from the demon or the angel? But it's all looked at as this just fantasy, this fake thing. And, you know, we feel being called to the heart of Europe, the center of Europe, is so crucial. And it being the third most atheist country, we believe there's like an attack that has been at this heart for an area of the world that's, you know, known to be a place where Christianity really had its rising, had growth, was able to send out some of the greatest missionaries in the world and in history. This has now been a place that the enemy has control of, and we want to like be able to speak truth to the people in this country, being able to build up people to share the gospel. In Ezekiel 36, you know, Ezekiel is making this proclamation over the people of Israel who have kind of, you know, they've gone their own way. They've done their own thing. They're starting to worship other things. They're trying to like trickle everything into their lives and just trying to have a good time. And what these people that are so in a place of being lost and actually hopeless, Ezekiel speaks this promise to them that their hearts of stone will become hearts of flesh. And that's really what we speak over this country, is that a place that has built these walls and these barriers from generation to generation to generation, that they will be broken down and that God will soften their hearts. They will hear the gospel. But that's not only a promise that we believe over the Czech Republic. We also, like, when we get to share with the church, we want to speak that to you. If there's people in your life that you're like, oh, it feels like a rock wall. I've been speaking to this person and they never listen. And I just want to give up. Don't give up on that person. Keep speaking the gospel. This is the most crucial time to be a bold Christian. It's so cool that your church is spending time just reading the word of God, because that's really what's going to build you up. That's what's going to be able to come out of your mouth. And when you feel like you don't have the words, let me tell you, God always gives you the words. So keep spending time in the word of God. Keep being bold. Keep praying for those people that have those hard hearts, that they will be softened. Because we know that God is a miracle worker. We know that God can do things that maybe seem impossible. And we know that this country that has been atheist for a very long time, that God is going to do something miraculous in this country. I think I put some pictures up there for, yeah, when I served there previously, I served in the capital, so in Prague, and I helped with the church plant there, and it was really awesome. Just like, I grabbed some pictures just because you guys were a part of that. This church was a part of what was happening. You know, Tatiana on the top, I saw that girl come into our church knowing absolutely nothing about who Jesus is. And now she's one of the main translators at the church. And, you know, those kids in that Christmas photo, one of those girls, Vicky, is now the worship pastor at the church. It is just so cool when I see the impact. Those people just needed to hear someone share who Jesus is. And that's just the reality, is that everybody in our life, everybody you see that seems so far, so lost, all they need to know is who Jesus is and who he thinks and who he knows they are, who he created them to be. So be bold. And that's you know, a big thing for us, is we're being bold and walking to this next season of even, you know, expecting a child, you know, and our first child, so we know nothing. So we're like, this is going to be a new adventure, but we're so excited that God is behind us and that there's also people of God that are standing with us as we're going into a place that seems unknown and kind of scary. So Christian's just going to share about what we're going to be doing while we're there.
All right, so more details. I don't think we put it up there, but that's okay. We did? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to the city of Homotov. It's by Germany. It's more it's about an hour outside of Prague. And the church there was looking for a place, and they bought this old Soviet theater, and they're going to turn it into something new. They're going to, one, it's going to be a church, but also a school and a place for the community. And they're going to try to raise leaders and pastors to, you know, reach the area around them. And not just the city, but, you know, their country and the countries around them as well. So it's a really, really great goal. And my part coming into it, I dabbled in construction. I install quartz countertops now. I know this and that. But, you know, I'm going to try to help. But, I mean, that's the whole point of missions. We try to go and do the best we can for God. So. Yeah, I'm going to go. Rebecca's going to work with the kids and single mothers or mothers out of work for a long time and, you know, do what you can there. So, yeah. But.
Christian is not the speaker, but he is a hard worker, and he is like also God's calling him to this. So, yeah, give him a round of applause. He's going to love this. He's going to talk about it later. This church, we're super excited because they're a pretty crucial church for the country. In the Czech Republic, there's not really a lot of Christians, as we told you. So there's really only two denominations in the entire country, the evangelicals and Catholic Church. So this church, their pastor is actually the lead for the whole evangelical church in the Czech Republic. So one cool thing about partnering with this church is that we're not only partnering with this church, we're partnering with every single church that's in the Czech Republic, and just getting to be a part of what they're doing with youth camps and kids camps and just different ministry that they're constantly trying to start and do. So, yeah. And then I think our last slide is just about our call to you guys, is like, if you would like to join us as far as financially is a huge thing. Like, we're trying to raise our budget so that we can get there. Our goal is January or February. And the other thing is that the most important thing is that we need people that will agree to partner in prayer with us. We have some prayer cards in the back if you want to come grab one. Just, you know, I know for me, when I was growing up, I used to collect missionary cards like crazy. And I used to just look at the pages and I would be like, look at a page and I would look at a missionary and I would just be like, okay, I'm going to pray for this missionary today. So praying for us is so important. We cannot do this without you praying. And when I was actually serving before, some people from this church actually would randomly send me an email and just say, hey, I was praying for you today. And it would be on some of the hardest days. So that was so encouraging and so helpful. So please know, prayer is so important and so crucial. And we would love everyone to just partner with us. And the last thing is, if you feel a call to missions, even if you feel like a little bit of, I don't know, I don't feel qualified, I don't feel like good enough for anything, let me tell you, Christian and I are very ordinary people. There's nothing extraordinary about us except the God we serve. So we know that God can use the most ordinary people to do extraordinary things. So if you feel like that call, we would love to help you get connected with Assemblies of God Missions and just to partner in some way. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening to us. And I'll give it back to Pastor Joel.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, and we're excited for you as and your family as it's growing, and we're excited for what God is going to do as you go forth and you step out in faith, and we want to just take a moment and just pray for you, and so if everybody would just extend a hand toward them, and if you're close and you want to lay a hand on them, go ahead. I know Lynette wants to. I see it. And we're just going to pray and just believe God of what he wants to do. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today rejoicing in the call. Lord, you've called every single one of us, Lord Jesus. And some of us, it's to go to foreign countries and share the good news. And for some of us, it's to go to our neighbor and our coworker or whatever and share the good news of what Jesus has done and what he's done in our own lives. And so right now, Lord God, I just pray a blessing on Christian and Rebecca right now, Lord God. I thank you for their heart that says yes to what you're calling them to, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you would just provide every single thing that they need, Lord God, to prepare and to go on the mission field, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would just give them a message to speak and to a tender heart to hear from you and to love those that they'll come in contact with, Lord God, and that you would just show them how they can be a light in a place that doesn't know you very well, Lord God. I thank you for the testimony of what you've already begun and what you're going to continue to do. So, Lord God, just be with them and strengthen them and provide for them, Lord Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. So, do you know when you're going to be going? All right, January or February. That's great. And so, when we're done here in just a little bit, if you want to go back and visit their table and see what they're going to be doing and talk to them more, that would be great. And we're going to just take a moment here. And I just want to pray for us. And so if there is anybody that's going through anything that's a hardship right now, you're going through, you know, just sickness, difficulty, we want to just pray for you. Maybe your body is aching and hurting. Maybe you're just dealing with some things family-wise. Whatever that may be, I want to just pray for you this morning. And so would you just bow your heads again? We're going to pray. And if that's you, would you just raise your hand? There's a few hands across here this morning. And even if you didn't raise your hand, and there's those, we're just going to pray here today. So Heavenly Father, Lord, I just pray for those that are going through hard things in their lives right now, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, that they would just sense your presence in their lives, Lord God. Because, God, we know that you will never leave us, but that you are with us in the midst of those things. And so, God, I pray that whether it's healing, whether it's a miracle, whether it's wisdom, whatever it is right now, Lord God, that your people need, I pray you would provide for it, Jesus. You're the God who heals. You said if we lack wisdom, just ask for it. You're the God of peace. And God, we long for your presence here in this place today. God, we long for your hope, which is you. And so, God, I pray that you would do a mighty miracle, Lord God, in these lives. Lord, I pray for those of us who may be just struggling with sin or something else in our lives, Lord God, that you would just come and break the chains in our lives here today. That we walk in freedom and in your power and the spirit that lives within us as your people, Lord God. God, I pray for your peace. I pray for your victory. And God, as we see all these things that are happening around our world and we're wondering what's going on and are we, you know, is war happening? Is this happening? Is what, whatever, Lord God, we know that all of these are signs that you are returning soon, Lord God. God, we know that you have a plan in all of that, though, Lord God. And so, God, as your people, I pray that you would embolden us by your Spirit to go out and share the truth with those around us. Because, Lord Jesus, we know that you came as a baby here to earth. You were born. And you lived the life that we were meant to live. You were obedient to the Father, God the Father. And we know, Jesus, that you went to the cross sinless. And you died on the cross in our place for our sins. And we know, Lord Jesus, that 3 days later you rose again to new life, victorious over sin and death and hell. That if we might believe in you and follow you, we might find forgiveness of sins. Lord, let us share the truth of that with others. Give us the power to share our story of what you've done for us with others so that they might see their need for you, Lord God. Embolden us, Lord Jesus. Strengthen us, Lord God. We just thank you and praise you here this morning, Lord. It is in your holy name we pray. Amen. And so I want to encourage you, and you can keep playing. We heard a little bit of Christian story there. He doesn't like to get up in front of speaking, ever in front of people. That's my story. You may not believe that right now, because I'm up here and I look like I'm cool and confident, right? But when God called me, I said no. There's no way I can do that, God. It scared me to death. You may have heard me share this before, but that was my story. And for 6 months, I argued with God and said, okay, what's the other plan now, God? Because that's not happening. And for 6 months, as I argued with God, he kept saying, I'm calling you to ministry. I didn't know what that looked like, but finally, after 6 months, I finally said, okay, God, I'm going to surrender to you and what you have, but it's got to be you because it can't be me. And when we think about sharing our faith with other people, whether it's to somebody next door to us, our neighbor, or whether it's somebody across the world, for some of us, that just scares us to death. How do I do that? I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to begin a conversation. But when we came to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we became a part of the family of God through faith in Jesus. That's what we were called to, all of us, to be sent ones, to share the truth of Jesus with others around us. And for some of you, you're like, no, I'll never do that. I can never speak to anybody about Jesus. My faith has been just personal. It's between me and God. And I love God, and I love Jesus, and I love following him. I love being a part of the family of God. But I don't think I could ever share that with another person. And God is just gently calling you to speak to other people. And that's the beauty of being a part of the family of God, is that we have the Holy Spirit who lives within us. It's the beauty of having the Word of God. And as I was talking about getting into it and reading it more and more and more, the more effect it has on our lives, and the more those words that we've read and we've thought about just come out in our conversations with other people. And so this morning, what I want us to think about and pray about and maybe even commit to, maybe not even a maybe commit to, but commit to, is saying, God, I want to know you in such a way that it just comes out in my conversations, that I can't contain it because I love you so much. And you're revealing yourself to me in such a way that I can't not speak about you. That's where it starts. It starts in that personal relationship with God, reading his word and praying. And if you don't know where to start, that's why we've been doing the Bible recap. For us to get into the word, to spend a few minutes and having it recap for us so that we can understand what we're reading. And then we can think and meditate upon that throughout the day. And so that's my call to us this morning, is to say yes to the call of God in our lives, to share that truth with those around us. Maybe it's even just to invite somebody that you know to church. And maybe they said no, or maybe to continue to inviting them to church. Because in the presence of God, that's where the joy is. That's where we find our joy, our ultimate joy. It's where we find our ultimate purpose. It's where we come alive fully. It's in following and knowing Jesus. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads one more time. We're going to close with this morning. I know we've done this a few times here already, but we're going to close with this. Wherever you are in your walk with God here today, maybe you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can. It's by realizing what Jesus did for you, his life, his death, his resurrection, that he died in our place for our sins. And if you don't know him, you can ask him into your life this morning. Say, Jesus, I thank you for what you did. And I believe that you are my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I believe in you. And that's the start of a journey and a relationship with God. But then for those of us who do know Jesus, I believe God has been tugging on each of our hearts lately to share the truth of him with those around you. Because as we're seeing all the things happening in around our world right now, we are being reminded that God is going to return soon. And there are people, whether they're family members, friends, co-workers, neighbors, whatever they may be, who don't know Jesus. And God is saying, I'm sending you to them, missionary. And with our heads bowed this morning, would you say yes to God today? God, I will speak about you to this person. God, give me the words to speak. Open the door for a conversation to start, Lord God, that I might be boldly share you with those around me. And so, Heavenly Father, I just pray for that boldness over each of us here this morning to share the truth of you with others, Lord God. To share what you have done in our own lives and how you have changed us. God, I pray that we be people who are committed to reading the Bible, to being challenged by the Bible, to come under it under an agreement and belief and say, God, sometimes I don't understand it. Sometimes it really makes me mad when I read it because I don't like what it says, but I understand that it's the truth. And so I'm going to trust you because you are God and you are holy. That it would change our lives, Lord God. So that we would have boldness to share, Lord Jesus. I just pray for that boldness over us this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Just pray these things in your name, Lord Jesus, this morning. That we would truly be your people who are called by your name, who would follow you, where you said, if you would love me, you would obey me, Jesus said. And he has shown us that he loved us first by what he did for us. And so if we are his, we will follow him, we will obey him. And that's where we'll find freedom. And we thank you for that, Lord, this morning. It's in your name we pray. Amen.